Hello, Royals fans. Welcome to another edition of the podcast Inside Athletics. I'm Dave King, and I first of all want to apologize for the absence of new podcasts being thrown up this summer. And most of all, I need to apologize because I made a promise. I promised you that we would be having, that I'd be doing a podcast nearly every week or every other, and things have just not turned out to be that way. So we're going to highlight this again on our webpage, so hopefully you'll get a chance to be reminded that the podcasts are ready to kick off again, and we'll start this one here in the month of August. Today, I wanted to highlight a number of changes that are happening within the athletic department as we start to gear up for the students coming here in just a couple of weeks. They'll be coming in on the 18th. The fall athletes, and we're looking forward to that. And I want to talk about some of the new things that will be happening in the athletic department, and then we will continue from now on with our weekly podcast, giving you an update of some of the things that have gone on. Once again, always making sure that you stay tuned to the Royals.com, emuroyals.com, for the latest updates on things. James DeBoer, our sports information director, is back in the swing again and setting up some articles there that you may have seen and noticed. Let me talk first of all with some of the changes about some outdoor capital improvements that we've been working on. And one of them was just highlighted in an article that James put up there about a new set of bleachers that are a nice added amenity to the turf field. As many of you know, turf field has become the main playing venue for men's and women's soccer, as well as field hockey. Of course, it's used extensively in the summertime with the adult soccer league here in the Shenandoah Valley. But we have always had limited seating there, and it's been our goal for a long time to add a few amenities to give it a little bit more of a stadium feel. And this spring, we were able to purchase at a very reduced price the bleachers that James Madison University were no longer using. If you haven't been in town for a while, they've built an extremely large intercollegiate athletic complex and turned over some of the varsity fields to their university recreation program, and they needed to get rid of the bleachers that were they were using for the soccer field. So through a group effort and a lot of volunteers, we were able to take those apart. JMU put them, haul them over here in pieces and put them back together again. And now we have seating for about 1,000, and it is evenly spread across the midfield area. So that does give a very nice feel to it. We're looking to hang some banners on the back of the bleachers, which will give us more, again, more of a feel of coming into a stadium complex. So hopefully you will enjoy that. I'm sure some of you that have sat there during the sunny days would like us to have a canopy over the top too, but bring your hat or your sunglasses along for those days when you'll need that. So that's a welcome addition. We look forward to many of you invited to sit there and take some of the people who have been standing all the time to enjoy the contest. Just a little bit later, in a couple of weeks, we're actually going to be doing some work on the baseball field. We've been approved to take the infield up and to regrade the infield thanks to Martin's Quarries in Bechtelsville, Pennsylvania. They are alumni of EMU and now in the quarry business and been good friends of the university. They are donating some material for us, infield mix, and we are having a company out of Northern Virginia that will take the infield up and we'll be resodding it in Bermuda grass. Bermuda grass is the outside of the turf fields, artificial turf fields. Bermuda grass here in this region of the country is becoming extremely, has always been, and continues to be very popular for baseball fields. And so that will be sodded. It will be the infield plus one strip around the backside of the infield dirt. And it will, of course, down the base paths and around home plate. So that's going to be a major improvement. It won't be anything like brand new dugouts or lights or anything like that, but certainly having a field that has been playing extremely rough with a lot of potholes in it, we're really excited about having Bermuda grass there. So that's scheduled to be the week of August 12th. We'll keep you posted on that. I'm sure there'll be another article that will go up on that as well. So those are some of the outdoor things that have been going on. We were also simply just recently approved for another capital project with a track and field team. And that is that for several years, and part of it is because we have not had a track and field team that included many throwers, we have not had a throwing area that is approved for use. And we were approved as a capital project for this year to put a new throwing area in. And so we'll begin the process of that, looking forward to that, everything gearing towards our ability to host the ODAC track and field meet, which we were scheduled to do here in 14, but due to the condition of our track, we've had to postpone that. So we're going to be looking at some other upgrades to the track and field program, and it's going to begin with a new throwing area that we'll get in place in time for the spring of this year, which for right now, of course, will be a great practice facility, but will be there for use when we are ready to host. Well, let's move into some of the personnel changes that are having gone and some program changes as well that we're extremely excited about. First of all, I had mentioned to you perhaps before about the possibility of developing a graduate assistantship program, and we were approved to have four graduate assistants this year. They are going to be recent college graduates who will serve as assistant coach. We're going to have one in baseball, one in women's basketball, women's soccer, and also field hockey. Two of them have been hired already, and we are in the process of interviewing with two additional persons to fill out the women's basketball and women's soccer. These students, graduate students, will be working as assistant coaches, plus they will be doing a lot of additional work within the realm of the athletic department. In exchange for their work as an assistant coach and also helping here in the department, they receive free tuition in the graduate program. They receive some room and board and also a small stipend. And we are extremely excited about having that, particularly because, as you know, Phil Gimrich, who has been the athletic events coordinator, retired at the end of June. And so a lot of the work that he's been doing with concessions and work-study students, scoreboard operations, laundry, all of those things related to events, that is going to be covered by these graduate assistants. And they will be supervising the work-study students who have done that. So while we don't have one person focusing their attention on the events as we've had in the past with Phil, we believe this is going to be a very adequate way to cover it. And it will be getting a lot more people involved in all of the activities, and that's one of the things we've been after as well. Head coaches will also be helping out in ways of game management as well when I'm unable to be on campus. So we're excited about the graduate assistants. I know that at least one of them is enrolled in the MBA program. Another one is enrolled in the conflict transformation program. And the two that we are interviewing, I believe one is interested in education and the other is in the MBA. We hope to expand that in the future. We believe it's the best way for us to achieve our goals of excellence within the athletic program to provide additional hands as assistant coaches as well as for other duties, as I've mentioned in here. So we are excited about that. And we look forward to that, and I'll be able to introduce those graduate students at another time when they come in. Some of you know that Phil Gimrich was also responsible for some of our athletic marketing, trying to seeking advertisers who would hang banners on our campus or advertising the game day programs. And we're very pleased that we've been able to give that responsibility to J.D. McCurdy, who is our head softball coach. J.D. has been a halftime coach because he's had his own insurance business. And within the course of the next year, he's intending to get out of the insurance business. And we're really excited about being able to have him here on a three-quarter time basis, which will allow him to be here pretty much every day interacting with the students, and he's also taken on the director of athletic marketing. So he's already started to hit the ground running, getting a lot of business lined up for the game day program that we put out with every season, as well as all of our posters and things like that. And then he's going to get started on sponsorships for our golf tournament, for new people that we can get to support EMU athletics through some advertising opportunities, working particularly on the advertising on the webpage, on the internet-based advertising, more banners. We have a scoreboard in baseball. There's a lot of things that are out there, and we just have not had enough time and energy and people hours to make these kinds of contacts. So we look forward to what he's going to do. He's very well known in the community, both for his work in softball, but also because of being of his insurance business out of Bridgewater. As we talked about Phil Gingrich not being here, we have asked Kevin Griffin, who is our head women's basketball coach, to assume the responsibility for hiring, training, managing, and scheduling all of the work-study students that will be doing the game events, the laundry, et cetera, and all of that. So we're planning to work in such a way that Kevin will be hiring them, training them, meeting with them on a regular basis, scheduling, et cetera, and then the graduate assistants will actually be the ones working side-by-side with the work-study students on the day of a game, setting up for the game, running the lines, running the scoreboard, and running the concession stand. Another change in the office has to do with our front desk. Lucinda Slayball has been the office coordinator for athletics and physical education for 20 years. She started in the Little White Building, if there's any of you out there that remember the Little White Building just beside the gym parking lot, next to the smokestack. That's going to take you back quite a ways. All of that is gone now. And Lucinda has done a fantastic job as the office coordinator. And she recently left the athletic department here to take over as the office coordinator upstairs in our University Commons here in the Weaver Wellness Center. And she will be a receptionist up there. And we're hopeful that she can make that transition in a very positive way. We will certainly miss what she's done here. I'm also pleased to announce that Joni Boffman has been hired as the administrative assistant for athletics and physical education. There has been a slight change to the position here. Joni currently is working in the admissions office as the assistant director of operations. She formerly served as the administrative assistant to the vice president for student life, and she has an extensive background in office management and administrative assistant, including some time with the athletic program at Heston College. So I think it will be a very smooth transition. She's been a fixture around here at a lot of our basketball games, helping to work with game management in that. And she very much understands the athletic program, and we're excited to have her start here next week sometime. So there will be some new faces in terms of just how we operate and go about things, plus a lot of new people. And if you paid any attention to the last couple of days, we were able to announce that Dominic Porter has been hired as our new men's volleyball coach. If you were following some of the articles, we had the unfortunate situation with our former coach, Gary Moore, and needing to release him, which was a surprise and somewhat of a blow to a lot of the players. I think things have really started to turn the corner. We've moved away from that particular situation, and we're really pleased to be able to announce Dom Porter. Dom is a graduate of EMU, having come in here from the Richmond area as what he considers to be, at best, an average volleyball player, honed his skills, was really impacted in his life by EMU, has ended up playing professionally in Germany. He's also been a member of the U.S. men's national team. So he brings a lot of experience in terms of what it takes to get from where he was to the top of his game. And although he does not have a lot of experience with coaching, he's been an assistant coach here and a volunteer assistant probably for 3 or 4 years since he's been out of college. And he's very, very excited about being able to give back to the program. It's one of those. It's another one of those situations where people have commented to me how many alumni we have who are currently our coaches, and that always makes for smooth transitions. It also makes for people who are really passionate about giving back to the university in the same way that they received instruction and counsel and wisdom and guidance from their experience here at EMU. So we're very pleased to be able to have Dom come back into the program and to lead it. He'll be working on a halftime basis for now. We're looking forward to the way he's already jumped out and has started to interact with the current players, returning players, as well as the recruits, and has been done a great job to try to bridge some of the gaps from last year to this year. So we've been in the midst of a whole host of changes that are going on. I think that pretty well wraps up everything we're at. We're certainly looking forward to the second season of our golf program. Let me make one final comment about some of the situation regarding sickle cell trait that is new, and this is largely going to go to some of those people who are still working through that particular process. The NCAA is now requiring that we know what the sickle cell trait is with each student-athlete that we have. So our forms have now instructed the student-athletes to go back to their physician, typically probably their home physician, their child physician, and find what the results of were the test for sickle cell. Some people have questioned that. I simply want to indicate the fact that this is a requirement being brought on by the NCAA, not something that we have necessarily done. And we are finding there is some resistance on the part of some physicians about it, saying that they don't need to know or they don't know what the results were. We're just simply encouraging everybody to go back and find out. If you're having difficulty with that, please call myself or Mike Downey or Carlene Overacker in the training room, and they can give you more on that. There used to be a waiver that you could sign. That has been taken away, and so now we need to know what the status of the sickle cell trait is within each student athlete and provide the education depending upon what that happens to be. We're continuing with our concussion screening for all athletes. So as new students come in, all new students and transfer students in certain sports will need to be given their baseline and concussion testing, and we'll use that in the future should they incur any kind of injury related to the brain. Well, that I think about does it for the updates, but if you're like me, it's been a tiring summer to try to pull all those things together. But we are very excited about where we're headed and some of the new things that are coming. We invite you to stay in touch with us, start getting plugged in. Our rosters will be coming up fairly soon. All of our schedules should be out there and online. We'll be adding those as we go along. And again, I want to highlight moving forward, making sure that you're aware of homecoming. For those of you who are alumni, and even if you aren't, we'd certainly welcome you to come back into this area. On the campus for that, that will be October 11, 12, and 13. The Paul R. Yoder Senior Golf Classic will occur on Friday, the 11th at Heritage Oaks Golf Course here in Harrisonburg, which is the host course for our team. We welcome you to come to that. There's plenty of information out there about that. There will be rounds in the morning as well as the afternoon, and all of the proceeds go to benefit the athletic program. Sponsored by the Loyal Royals, and we certainly invite you to come to that. On Saturday morning, we'll have the Hall of Honor induction, and we have four graduates from 2003 who will be inducted. Emily Mullett, from a basketball player, and then three track athletes, Laura Rosenberger, Andrea Good, and Adam Starks. All four of those will be inducted on Saturday morning, the 12th of October, in the Hall of Honor breakfast. I saw just recently that all of the information about homecoming has now gone up online. Registration is available. And if you are coming to the Hall of Honor breakfast, you do need to make sure that you register online for that breakfast. If you have any questions, just make sure you call our office at 432-4440. And we'll give you the information or call the alumni office as well. So it's a great opportunity for you to come back. For those of you who are outside of the immediate area here of Harrisonburg, we are adding one additional piece, and you should be getting information fairly soon about when the Royals will be appearing in your area of the state for our games. And we're going to select a few geographic areas and just let you know when we're coming. But certainly if you're in the Richmond area, find out when we're coming to Randolph-Macon. If you live down at the beach, make sure you know when we're coming down to Virginia Beach or any of the others down in the Roanoke area, North Carolina, Guilford College in Greensboro. We're going to be in plenty of places, and we're going to make a special effort to try to get to alumni, particularly alumni athletes, to let them know when they're there, and we'd love to see you at those games as well. Thanks for tuning in today. We welcome you back for the 13-14 school year and all that's going to be happening with the Royals. Until we talk next week, I invite you to make it a great week.